Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at the Western Cape government's new strategic plan.
Yeah, for the next 5 years, right? 2025 to 2030.
Exactly. And we've been digging into the documents, especially the role of the Department of the Premier, the DOTP, in all this.
And they've sort of boiled their whole vision down to one simple phrase.
A government that people trust.
Yeah.
Which sounds simple, but...
it's incredibly hard to achieve. And for you listening, the main thing to grasp is that everything, and I mean everything in this plan, comes back to one single goal, driving economic growth to create jobs. That's the apex priority.
So if a project or a policy doesn't directly serve that goal?
It's just not a priority. It's that focus.
Okay, so how do they structure that? I see four main pillars here.
Right. Three are what you'd probably expect. You've got growth for jobs, safety, and, you know, a healthy and caring society.
But it's that fourth one that really caught my eye. Innovation, culture, and governance. The ICG.
That's the one. It's the engine room, and it's what the DOTP is leading.
And what's so interesting is where they're starting. It's not with tech or some big new policy, but with culture.
Yeah, they're calling it the culture journey. And I know that can sound a bit corporate, a bit fluffy.
A little bit.
Right.
But then you look at the core values they're pushing.
Exactly. There are six of them. Caring, competence, accountability, integrity, innovation, and responsiveness.
It feels very deliberate. I mean, listing competence and accountability right up front.
It is. They know that public trust, that whole vision, it hinges on people believing that the government is both professional and that it actually cares. It tackles that perception head on.
It all connects back to that anecdote about the premier's goal.
Oh, yeah. The one about every single staff member.
That every person, whether they're a nurse or an accounting clerk, should be able to say.
I am helping to build our economy and create jobs.
It's a complete reorientation of purpose for every single job.
And you really need that cultural buy-in before you can even think about the next phase.
Which is the massive digital transformation they've got planned. Mm. So let's get into the hard tech. They're talking about upgrading their whole ICT backbone. They call it Broadband 2.0.
Right, but this isn't just for government offices. This is for public access.
Through those e-centers. They have 80 of them now, I think.
80 so far, yeah. And the plan is to expand them. It's about giving residents, entrepreneurs, and students next-gen connectivity and skills. It's meant to democratize access.
And then there's the really future-facing stuff. Artificial intelligence.
AI is huge in this plan. The DOTT is leading what they're calling futures mapping to make sure it's used responsibly.
So not just a buzzword. They want to build a smart, future-fit government with it.
And they're building in some very strict governance around it. For instance, on the legal side, they have this goal.
Oh, zero court judgments that go against their own internal pre-litigation advice.
I mean, that is a high bar. It means your internal legal work has to be basically bulletproof.
And on the data side of things.
They're aiming for level 4 data governance maturity.
Which, in simple terms, means...
it means moving from just reporting what already happened to using data to proactively predict what might happen. It's foresight, not just hindsight.
Okay, so you have this enormous ambition AI, Broadband 2.0, this huge cultural shift.
Right.
But it's all happening against some pretty severe headwinds. The sources are very open about it.
Oh, yeah. Global uncertainty, climate risks, and the big one, deep budget pressures, dwindling resources.
So that's the real conflict, isn't it? They need this massive investment for a digital future at the exact moment they have less money.
It's the core challenge. The success of the entire plan really hinges on these digital tools being deployed efficiently, helping them do more with less.
Which leaves us and you with a final thought to chew on.
Hmm.
Given that the singular apex priority is growth for jobs, and they are facing these harsh budget cuts, how critical is the success of AI and digital transformation to making sure this whole strategy doesn't just stay a plan on paper? And maybe more to the point, what specific technology do you think would make the biggest difference in your community right now? Something to think about.